I will all in agreement. Okay. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. You have given us a very mammoth task to try and give you a sense of the issues as we had them. We combined recommendations that came from the labor laws, the presentation on advisory vis-à-vis executive and CCMA into one set of issues. I think the first one is the concerns with regard to our periodical review of legislation to do impact assessment that will take in the department. Obviously, it will affect our research agenda to incorporate topical issues like you raised. We will also factor in these issues around changing nature of work and development in other international communities. I also want to bring to the attention of members that as part of the instruction by the Presidency, we are also bound to bring to you all the legislation that we want to table during the MTEF period, that is the 5 years. So we will be briefing you on those because we provided something that went to the Presidency. I think the issues around the advisory executive, the governance executive, that is governance and executive board, is part of a broader discussion which is going to continually feature in your domain. But we also have a presentation or a pronouncement that the Minister of Public Enterprise is going to be making that he made with regard to the direction that government must now follow to review the 600 plus public entities that we have, because this issue of governance vis-à-vis advisory, the massive amounts that have gone there, the duplication, how some of the statutory bodies have developed a life of their own, and how they are draining the fiscus, and how they are having to be bailed out, it has been a big issue, Honorable Chair. So you have just touched on the surface of the issue. There are bigger issues that are coming once that is tabled. I think the question of alignment of our legislation, all those issues are on contradiction, duplications, in implementation challenges, inefficiencies, are things that will factor into the program. And we also noted your request for Mr. Mrajele to capture the issues he raised. But what we'll also further propose is that those issues be tabled in the governing body of the CCMA and the department, and like the honorable members have suggested, that we come with a proposal on the way forward, and that would then assist you to identify those areas where you would want to make interventions to support us to have meetings with other committees, justice portfolio committee around caseload capacity requirements, etc. So I'll share the notes with the Secretariat, but those were broadly issues that we picked up on the labor laws executive and CCMA. On the inspection enforcement, whilst you noted the report, I think the key issue is for the committee to factor into its plans, and Mr. Kakaza knows this, and we've done it very well in the fifth administration and the fourth, where members of the committee participate and join us in some of the blitz inspections so that you can get to see what is happening on the ground. And in some instances, you can go on your own without ourselves so that you can familiarize and also witness the fact that we still have a long way to go in terms of labor relations in the various sectors. On Perth, three issues that we picked up. One is for us to assist you and the Secretariat. We will work with the Secretariat to gather all the necessary information around Global Compact on Migration. Thirdly, you have tasked me to raise with the executive on the current issues that are in the public domain that affect labor migration, to look at things that you can do and that you can do with him and the deputy minister to address some political pressures whilst we are dealing with other processes within government. On the UI, there was an issue around the level of the presentation. The commissioners agreed to revise it in line with the others and to provide you by next week, Wednesday the 12th, a revised presentation. On the compensation fund, I think we noted the issues that have been presented, but I think the main request that you made, Chair, was that as and when you deem it fit, you invite the compensation fund to come and brief you on the developments, and that should they be called, including other bodies within your oversight responsibility by SCOPA, members of the Labour Portfolio Committee should attend so that we can also get to understand some of the issues. On the planning processes within DOL, I think the issue is that we will be tabling the DOL, APP and strat plan following the SONA, and that hopefully you give us an opportunity to come and brief you on the detail of those plans that are aligned with the DPME framework, because they are going to be the basis of the work that we are going to do going forward. On productivity SA, I think the issue around funding, there are processes that we have embarked upon. But just also to amplify this issue, Honourable Chairperson and members, that our budget is going to be cut by 670 million during the next MTEF period. Now, it's not a question of the department not wanting to. There has been issues in the history that you are familiar with. We did our best, but within the context of the discussion that the Minister for Public Enterprise was tasked by Cabinet, we have been asked to also review all entities within the department like others and to provide a report around rationalization, you know, where we can do things differently, how we can save money and so on. Because all of us, you know the situation in the fiscus. We will also do our level best, as we have done over the years, to take savings that we may make within the department to bail out the entity and also resolve issues with the UI board. I think on the NEDLAC, the main issue is that the issues you are raising around the community are not the only ones. The issues that the presenter also raised around community, other government departments, I think they go to the whole question of the relevance of NEDLAC given the years of its existence and whether there are adjustments, and if the adjustment, what are those? That is why this task team has been established to do the review, because there's been a lot of debate and you will be kept informed as that point unfolds. There were general issues that were raised around Lily's farm. Suffice to say that we have jurisdictional issues around the Mining Occupational Health and Safety and the Mining Act. Our involvement went to the support level, and that is because, Honourable Chairperson and members, we licensed the RAND Mutual Association and the Federated Mutual Association, the one oversees the mining whilst the other one oversees the construction, to collect and to pay compensation in the Lilies Farm through RMA. Our involvement was on the compensation of the families, but as for the saving, recoupment of all the remains and all that, this is something that at the cluster level is being dealt with, and it is within the mine area. I think on the loss, just a general comment is that as the department, and I'm sure we emphasize this point, that the loss were benchmarked against the conventions and international best practices, and that every time you try, because of the neglect process, to strike a balance between what employers want and employees, and also look at the interest of government across, and that is something that we continue to do. Lastly, Chairperson, I think the exposure and an opportunity to present to you in this workshop gave us an opportunity to understand us an opportunity, and we hope that we now understand your concerns and you also understand our work much better, and it will pave the best way or provide the basis on our working relationship during the next 4 years, 5 years going forward. So those are the issues that I picked up and would share the notes with the Secretary. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I think it has been quite an informative and empowering workshop, and maybe because it's Parliament, so we're also learning some of the workshops, the processes of workshops, they will differ here and there. And, and that thing that the bordering into a report to the portfolio committee will at times emerge, but just a warning that when then an entity will then become, or the department will be coming, it will not be as we have said in the, but we will judge and will monitor all what the department and its entities has outlined. It also, even on behalf of the committee, from ourselves, we've been also being exposed to a number of things. And the reason for this workshop is that as we'll be conducting our oversight to various entities and workplaces, we are not going there blindfolded and blank. We are able to then set the process and oversight that we were conducting on my previous deployment. I was just, and they would say, Ibu, but you're opening everywhere, you are asking. I said, it's because I understand the those small things that makes a department. It's much that detail that is always being overlooked. So I think that is the only thing, is what we have learned. The only thing both sides that I'm thinking about it, that I'm sitting, that we haven't referred to, or maybe we've referred to in a different way. Remember that the former speaker commissioned a high-level panel led by the former president, former president Khalima Mutlanti, on looking into asking communities the impact of the legislation to their day-to-day life. I think at times as members of parliament we've got that weakness of not going to that and then begin to say, I'm reminded about that precisely because of the previous presentation on the awards by CCMA. And there are issues that have been raised. So I'll request the members to go back to that and see that as we are doing our work, what are the constraints from the previous legislation that are there, which some of them need to be repealed or amended. A case in point is the issue about foreign nationals, that there is, we are still, we have not repealed or whatever that amendment, that legislation, which the previous regime had about who is to work in the hospitality industry. So we'll be seated here complaining, and the employers will say, look at this. They say, till now we're not just doing, there is law. So we have got that responsibility. We will request that the CCMA give us those departments that are not honoring conciliation, because that means we've got a problem. We do think that it's really going to assist. It's not about naming and shaming, but it's about how then do we ensure. Because at the end, I'm going back to this thing that we are a committee that has been given a responsibility of oversighting a Department of Employment and Labour. So this added responsibility, it's giving us more work even on our shoulders, on really, whilst we are waiting for what is the understanding of this employment, this workshop has laid bare some of the issues that are a challenge of employment. Not that there's nothing that can, it's new. It's only that as legislators we have not been, should I say, vigilant enough in ensuring that legislation does not destroy or what? Disadvantage, I think that's the correct word, disadvantage our people as they are going. The issue of Lily's mind, my understanding is that, and I think, I mean, is that, I'm not implying that it must not be a concern, but geologists commented about that, that the more you dig, the more there is, what, a movement in the earth and whatever. It's not that I'm insensitive about the matter, but that was said. And maybe through the Department of Energy and Mineral Resources, we'll have to check, because at times this thing of, it's a sad state of affairs. I'm trying to be more diplomatic, and it's a very sad state of affairs. But what do you do when you are advised that the more you want to dig, the more even those that are digging are running a risk. If maybe the Department of Labor may remind, I may be wrong, but that's what I don't think I'm wrong, because it was on the national television, that company. If that company, what they said, there's something that is to be done, let it be so. So we will, as this department, as this portfolio committee, we'll then really have to check with that. We will request the report. Mr. Sakaza understands very well. So the report, at the end, this, we are to sit down in our formal meeting. It's not a workshop for the sake of workshop. It's a workshop where we will then tease some of the things as we will then be, because we're still going to prepare for budget vote, listening to what the president is going to say in the State of the Nation address. We have got our own manifestos as political parties. We will still receive the Minister of Finance is still going to table, and we will then be preparing. So this workshop, in my view, and I think members will understand that, it's then a first point or step. phase of empowering us. It's not the end, not the beginning. When we sit as members, we'll say, for if I can make an example, let's recall, but now in a formal sitting, CCMA, to take us through on some of these things. Let's recall our compensation fund. How far are they? What is then the situation? So it's really a process. And lastly is that as this committee, this is now the beginning of the sixth administration. My solemn prayer every day is that in 2024, our legacy report must reflect on the things, and we want to leave a legacy that the seventh administration is then going to see that we have been doing this in the center of all our ideological views, our political and ideological beliefs, our manifestos as in the center. It's about how to ensure that we save jobs with the challenges that are there. How do we ensure that the social conditions of our people is then changed with the challenges that are there, and together we have got that responsibility. And I think it has been emotive, and there's nothing wrong with that. But how then do we change our emotions to be in the committee, doc, change to be our challenges to be, it's only that Model C is there, but thank you very much for those that have honored and sit, and we welcome you to do that, because in the process you are also going to learn, because you are going to be managers. And I've told you during break that I hope you're not going to be managers that are going to tell workers that I don't have an appointment with you, I'm not going to listen with you, make an appointment. When you heard the CCMA director said, when a person is, you're not representing a person, you're representing a family. And a family is the nuclear of the community. And if communities are in disarray, it's not because of anything, it's because of unemployment, poverty, and inequality. And that is the brief. That is what we are. As much as we have got political views and differences, but in the center, we are all fighting and trying to. And welcome, sir. I don't know whether maybe it's the first. We'll invite you, and we'll request the commissioner to invite you now to our formal meeting, so that you become aware what are the things that you are doing. So, thank you very much. Lunch is served, and until we meet again, Sona. Now we're going to be preparing for Sona. Now Sona is next week, and before we will, as you are leaving, just a minute with the members of the committee, because there are things that we are doing, ours only. Thank you very much.